And all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you hold it out in history.
Good.
Yay!
Dad, that's my favorite Christmas song.
Mine too.
I really enjoyed that.
Dad, how old is Rudolph?
Well, let's see. I think he's about 23 years old.
Is that when the song was written, Dad?
Yes, Darcy, back in 1949.
Who wrote the song, Dad?
Well, a very talented composer, Jimmy, who's written a lot of Christmas music. His name is Johnny Marks. Say, would you like to meet him?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Well, if we're going to talk with Johnny Marks, we're naturally going to talk about Rudolph. So, Susie, suppose you announce the opening of our Christmas show tonight.
Okay, Daddy. This is the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Christmas Eve, 1972, the most beautiful, and at least for the children, the most exciting night of the year. Good evening, this is Dick Bertel. Each year since 1962, it has been my pleasure to share this hour with you and your loved ones. And as usual, I have my family with me, my daughter Darcy. Say, Darcy, you're a teenager now, aren't you?
I'm 13 years old this year, Daddy.
Ah, how time flies. My 11-year-old son, Jimmy.
Hi, Dad.
My 5-year-old daughter, Susan.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Merry Christmas, Susie. And my little boy, not quite two, Douglas. Hi, Dougie. And again this year, the first half of our program is brought to you with the good wishes of all of our friends at the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company. Well, if we're going to meet Johnny Marks, who wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we've got to go to New York.
New York today? Right now?
Sure, there's nothing to it. We can be there at the snap of a finger.
Here are your coats and be sure to wear your gloves. It's cold outside.
Okay, Mommy.
Everybody all set?
Yes, but how do we get to New York?
It's easy. Just close your eyes and snap your fingers.
Like that?
Just like that. Here we go. Well, this is it, Broadway. And across the street is the Brill Building. A lot of composers work there. It's what they call Tin Pan Alley. Now, on the 6th floor is the St. Nicholas Music Publishing Company. That's Johnny Marks' office.
Say, where's that music coming from?
Well, I don't know. Oh, it's a group of Christmas carolers. And as a matter of fact, they're singing one of Johnny Marks' Christmas songs right now.
Yay, that's pretty. Maybe listen?
Sure.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Yay,
oh,
yay,
so
yay, 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 yay.
Come on, let's go meet Johnny Marks.
Okay, and while we go up to the office, let's call on Mr. William E. Buds, president of the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company, for this message.
In a few more hours, it will be Christmas Day, that very special holiday when the world once again attempts to renew its quest for peace and harmony among men. We at Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company would like to wish you joy and happiness in this season and in the coming year. We hope you will give thought to renewing your own personal goal for peace and understanding in a world that needs so much, especially now. Warmest greetings to all from the entire staff at the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company.
Thank you, Mr. Buds, and we're delighted to be able to share this Christmas Eve, as we have so many others in the past, with all of our friends at the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company, 90 Pearl Street, 2039 Broad Street, and 400 New Park Avenue in Hartford, and at 55 South Main Street in West Hartford. Well, children, This is Johnny Marks, the man who wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hi, Mr. Marks.
Merry Christmas.
Johnny, Rudolph was actually created some 10 years before the song, wasn't he? Now, how did the story come about?
Well, I had seen a little book that was a giveaway, and I just jotted this title and idea down in a book that I keep of song titles. And I probably have a couple of hundred different titles in that book. And I had it in the book, and that was around 1939. And then it's just rested there. Then I went in the Army. I was gone for 5 years. Came out of the Army around 1946, and a couple of years later came across this title, and I wrote it. But I didn't like it, and I forgot about it for that year.
What didn't you like about it?
Well, it'd be simpler if I just show you what I didn't like by playing it, because the original tune went, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, as I played it over, it just didn't sound like much of a tune to me, and I just didn't like it. Then, must have been either 1 or 2 years later, I was walking along the street, and I started to hum a tune that went... Well, I think you recognize that, but you'll see it's the original tune in reverse, because the first one went... Put it in reverse. Now, this wasn't done consciously, it was all unconsciously. At any rate, after I had that opening strain and I came across... All right, now, with this new tune, the lyric I had originally written, of course, didn't fit it, so I rewrote the lyric to fit the new tune, and that was the start of it.
There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Believe in your dreams, come what may. There's always tomorrow with so much to do, and so little time in a day. We all pretend the rainbow has an end, and you'll be there, my friend, someday. There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true.
Beautiful. I really enjoy Christmas music, and I might point out to you children that all of the music we'll hear on tonight's program, all of it, was written by our guest, Johnny Marks. Johnny, I'm curious, what time of year were you working on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, as you know, this is all now about 23 years ago, so you can't hold me to being very exact about it, but I think it was around February or March.
Were you thinking of it as a Christmas song?
No, Dick, I just thought it was a song. I thought it was a beautiful tune, and the lyric was finely well written, I thought. It was a very difficult song to write because there was so much to say in such a short space of time to say it. You know, it's only 32 bars to tell all the story.
We are Santa's elves.
to shells. With a toy for each girl and boy, oh, we are Santa's elves.
We work hard all day, but our work is play.
Dolls we try out, see if they cry out, we are Santa's elves. We've a special job each year.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves. Ho, 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 ho. We are Santa's elves. Ho, ho.
Marks, what did you do with it?
Well, Darcy, I did what I thought was the only logical thing to do, and that is find the right artist to sing it. And I thought of several. I thought of, in those days, of course, artists that you probably are not too familiar with. I thought of Dinah Shore, and I sent it to her, and I sent it to Bing Crosby, and I sent it to Guy Lombardo, and I sent it to Gene Autry, and to Eddie Howard and other names that I'm sure you may never have heard of. I do not know. Some of them I'm sure you have heard of. Of all those people, the first one who picked it up and decided to do it was Gene Autry. And that was the first record. And I did not know till a year later that he himself did not care to do this particular song. Because according to his story, when he got it, he played it over, and he liked it, and he took it home along with eight other songs, trying to decide which four to record. And when he played over Rudolph again, he decided that this was not his type of song, because he was associated with Western songs like Tumbling Tumbleweed, South of the Border, etc. But his wife, who was listening, said, "Gene, I think that's just a great song. Please do it for me and put what you think is a hit on the other side." So that's just what he did. He did it, and of course the rest is history.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree. Silver and gold, silver. gold mean so much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
Where was Rudolph first performed, Mr. Marks?
Well, the first live performance, that is, when it was done for the public, was in Madison Square Garden by Gene Autry. I believe it was done on the air a few times by Vincent Lopez and perhaps a few other people. And again, I have to repeat, it's so long ago. But so far as a performance of any importance, the thing that really sent it on its way was when Gene Autry did it in the garden, because it was so enthusiastically received and word spread out that all other performers, hearing about the great success that Autry had in the garden, started to put it on their television shows and their radio shows.
Now, was this performance of the garden at Christmas time?
No, this was the end of September or the first week in October, around in that time then.
You and Gene Autry didn't think of it as a Christmas song, did you?
Well, I think, Jimmy, that Gene thought of it as, in a sense, as Christmas, but a song that people liked. And what's the difference what the time was that they liked the song? He did it in the garden, as I say, as long as he was there. And then when he left Madison Square Garden in New York, he went to Boston to perform again in the rodeo in Boston, and there the headlines of the newspapers did not have him bringing Champion to Boston. The big banner headline was Gene Autry brings Rudolph to Boston.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
And now, once again, here is Mr. William E. Buds, president of the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company.
Christmas is a wonderful time for visiting friends and relatives. The joy that this season brings brightens even the smallest gathering. We at Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company hope that you are enjoying this special Christmas program with the people you love. May the happiness of this wonderful time remain with you in the coming year. The entire staff of the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company joins with me to wish you a truly warm and blessed Christmas. And may the peace of this season stay with you throughout 1973.
Story of Rudolph, Mr. Marks.
Well, Susan, as I think I said, I got the idea from this little book. Of course, I've got to repeat again, I didn't think much of it so far as being only for Christmas. As a matter of fact, I just thought it was a popular song. I remember when I didn't mention before, but I remember going to RCA Victor at that time and playing it and asking for a fellow by the name of Perry Como to record it. And they said they liked it for Perry Como, except for the fact that they didn't like the last line of the song, and if I would change it, they would record it with Perry Como. And I said, what's the matter with the last line? Well, they said, you're talking about a reindeer, and you say you'll go down in history as though you're talking about Winston Churchill. Well, I said, that's the way the song was written, and I think that's the way I'm going to leave it. And that's the way it was left. So Mr. Como did not do it that year, but he did do it the following year.
Johnny, I'm going to ask you, how many people do you know offhand? How many people have recorded the song, or how many different recordings there are of it?
Well, I would have to say very roughly about 450 different recordings. That's all around the world.
And did Rudolph catch on in other parts of the world?
Rudolph was just as big in other parts of the world, and perhaps I shouldn't say bigger. I know in England it became like a, you know, like one of the old hymns. That's what I've been told by the British publisher. But when I was in Japan, I was there to entertain the troops a few years ago. I was sent over by ASCAP to entertain the troops on a USO unit. And I remember being very much surprised, and I think we were there in January, and hearing people singing the song on the street, which I think is the really true test of whether a song is popular or not.
Rudolph has become more than a song in the last 23 years. He's become part of a legend of Christmas and Santa Claus. Did you ever expect that would happen?
Well, I've got to be honest, naturally I didn't. As you know, on your network here, you just about 3 weeks ago saw the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer narrated by Burl Ives. And of course, all of that has brought on the fact that it has become a sort of a legend for each Christmas. And you drive around in the country and you see the people have all painted the first reindeer with a red nose. And
does the fact that your music publishing company, Johnny, bearing the name St. Nicholas, have anything to do with Rudolph?
Well, believe me, it's hard to believe me, I'll say, but it's all accidental. When I started the publishing company, I couldn't use my own name because there already was another firm by the same name, which would be very confusing. So I just thought of the name St. Nicholas. It sounded different, And it's turned out to be a good name because it has a different sound to it and people remember it. Let's say it was accidental.
Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Jingle, jingle, reindeer, through the frosty air they'll go. They are not just plain deer, they're the fastest deer I know. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho!
Well, children, you've heard the story of Rudolph, but that's just one song of so many that Johnny Marks has written about Christmas, and we'll hear more of those in just a few moments. This first portion of our program has been brought to you with the good wishes of the Charter Oak Bank and Trust Company. Well, it's 8:30, and let's take this opportunity to remind our listeners that this is WTIC Hartford. The next portion of our program is brought to you again this year by the Hartford Insurance Group.
Daddy, we can hear more Christmas music.
Well, Susan, I think that's a fine idea.
Toys means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year,
a jack-in-the-box waits for children to shout,
"Wake up! Don't you know it's time to come out?"
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Toys
a scooter for Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
That was beautiful. And as I said, children, all of the music on our program was written by our guest tonight, composer Johnny Marks.
Can we talk about some of those other songs?
Good idea. And the one I think of immediately is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Now, this was recorded by Bing Crosby originally.
The first record was made by Crosby, and I will say the song came about again accidentally. I was reading a book of poems of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Came across one called I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, which then continued, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, good will to men. And I felt this is just a natural and something that the public would like to hear in today's world. And I wrote the song, and I thought it was a great song. I had to change some of Mr. Longfellow's words only because he wrote a poem, and when you turn it into a popular song, it just didn't fit all the way. But the changes were minor. It was the important thing was the impact of what it had to say, which was that we need peace on earth, goodwill to men. And I know that the song was sent to Crosby, who I am told the minute he saw it said, I will record this song, which he did. That was in California. When he came to New York, I went up to see him, you know, to tell him what a great record he'd made, you know, what the usual things one might do. And of course, Mr. Crosby has recorded several songs of mine, and they've all been words and music by myself. But as I mentioned, this was a lyric mostly by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. So I went in the room, and instead of saying, hello, Johnny, or an appropriate remark, he said, I see you finally got yourself a decent lyric writer.
Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Goodwill to men.
I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Goodwill to men.
Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth,
at some old records the other day at Linda's house that belonged to her older brother, and I found one called Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Dad says it's one of your songs, Mr. Marks. Where did you get the idea for this one?
Well, Darcy, again, accidentally, on purpose, the music world was changing. Everything was rock and roll. And I was trying to think of an idea for Christmas, really, but that would fit the youngsters of today. And it was months later, but I was walking someplace. You see, most of my songs, I don't write songs, we'll say, in a premeditated way. They're all accidentally. I'm someplace, I get an idea, I take a piece of paper, I write it down, and then I go home and I go to work on it. And I wrote down a title, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I wrote the song and I liked it, but when I took it to be recorded, I took my own name off it because I was so afraid that any of the young artists would be afraid to do a song written by an older person. And after Brenda Lee recorded, then my name was put back on the song. Now, maybe she would have done it anyway, I don't know, but I just thought it was a wise thing. Everybody else did. It turned out great, and she made a great record.
Hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. How's the party rocking around the Christmas tree? Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Johnny, I've got a favorite Christmas song, and I just discovered that you wrote it. Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Burl Ives recorded this one.
Right. Now, again, sheer accident. A picture company came to me, a motion picture company, and they were going to make this special of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And they gave me the script, and I had to write 8 songs, and in each spot in the script was said, underneath part of the script, it said song. And at some point, all I know is that there was a spot that it was going to wind up the whole show, had to summarize Christmas. And the title came to me, I guess from something in this script, although the words weren't there, but Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. And I thought, oh, this is just perfect for this show. And that's how I happened to write that song.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Tonight's program is being brought to you by the Hartford Insurance Group, who wish you all the joy and happiness that Christmas offers. All the people of the Hartford Insurance Group are happy to share the beautiful sounds of Christmas with you and your family for this half hour of Christmas with Johnny Marks. Whatever your holiday plans, you'll probably be driving more than usual. Whether you drive to a family reunion, visit with friends, or holiday parties, the people at the Hartford Insurance Group hope you'll join them in being particularly careful and considerate behind the wheel during this special time of year. Someone's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year depend on your safe driving. This is Dick Bertel joining with all the people of the Hartford Insurance Group in wishing each of you a very happy holiday season and a new year filled with a spirit of peace and brotherhood.
Thank you.
And now, once again, our guest, the man who gave Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to generations yet unborn, Johnny Marks. One of the things, Johnny, that I marvel at whenever I hear the song is the fact that you were able to tell such an involved story in, as you say, 32 bars. Now, did that require a great deal of writing and rewriting?
Well, Dick, it did. It was probably one of the hardest songs I've ever had to write because so much had to be said in such a small space. And I hate to tell you, the original lyric was probably would come close to being number one on the hit parade of the bad songs of all time.
Can you quote from it?
Yes, I dug up because I heard we were going to meet, so I thought you might be interested. Now, for example, I did have once Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and he was so unhappy, and it was redder than a rose. Now, what could be worse than that for a song?
For starters.
Fortunately, I knew it was bad. Well, then there was, then Santa Claus came along on a foggy night. He chose Rudolph to lead his team because his nose was bright. Well, again, you know, this is pretty bad, right? But all through it, you can see I knew the gist of what I was trying to get at. And I just knew it was bad, and by writing and rewriting, I finally arrived at what you know as the song today.
And of course, every word in that lyric counts. There's not a wasted word.
That's right. You have to have every word. And an interesting thing is there's a verse to the song, and one of the few songs that is always, or almost always, recorded with the verse. And I say, I love the verse of the song.
Would because you do the verse for us?
Yeah, because it sets the whole picture. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, etc.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Marks, why do you think Rudolph has lasted as long as he has?
Well, Darcy, you asked me a very, very good question. If I knew the answer, I'd write a lot of songs like it. Well, there's just no accounting for these things. I will ask you, Darcy, why after 100 or more years do we still keep singing Jingle Bells? There's just something indescribable about it that just stays with us while other things have passed along. That's about all I could say on that subject.
A caroling, a caroling, a caroling we go. Hearts filled with music and cheeks aglow. From house to house we bring the message of the King again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. We bring
to you, and may our wish last the whole year through. Come join us if you will as we are singing once again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Now you may have your holly and perhaps a mistletoe, maybe a fir tree and maybe snow. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have again peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. A caroling, we go. Hearts filled with music and cheeks aglow. From house to house we bring the message of the King again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill.
Johnny, aside from the obvious financial success it's brought you over the years, what does Rudolph mean to you, and what does he mean to the children of the world?
Well, Dick, you asked me again, an unanswerable question, because it's meant great success for me. I can't say that I don't like that. I mean, naturally, I do. I know what it means to the children of around the world, because we're all children when it comes to Christmas. We're all the same. Everybody likes the tinsel and all the things that go with Christmas. Incidentally, I wrote a very interesting song years ago that Autry recorded called Everyone's a Child at Christmas. And now that's true philosophy to me. But getting back to your question, it's just one of those unanswerable questions, because there's something about this that everybody likes, and what it is, I just can't put my finger on.
Well, did you enjoy meeting the man who gave us Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Sure, yes!
Oh, it was great fun.
Good. Now, it's time to say goodnight. Johnny Marks, please take this opportunity to wish our listeners the best of holiday seasons.
Well, that would certainly be a pleasure, and Dick, I'm going to do something because you're such a nice person. I'm going to personally instruct Rudolph to make his first stop in Hartford, Connecticut this Christmas.
Dougie, can you say Merry Christmas? Susan?
Merry Christmas!
Jimmy?
Happy Holidays!
Darcy?
And a very happy New Year to all.
And all on behalf of the Hartford Insurance Group, this is Dick Bertel, wishing the very best of this holiday season to each and every one of you. From our house to your house.